even know if she can. Anita will know.
How to work a Zoom? Yeah. No idea. Hey, am I recording right now? I don't even know.
You are. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So this is final thoughts for election night. Election night, now election morning. Good morning, David.
Hey, man. It's 2:40 in the morning. This may never happen again for me right here.
You're right, man. This is like you're like, you usually wake up in 3 hours or something, right?
Yeah. But I tell you what, I wouldn't trade this. I mean, this is where I want to be. And there's a lot of good stuff that's happened in the last, you know, 2 hours.
I know. This is like, it's so enthralling. This is the only thing that's keeping me going right now. I'm like a zombie. Like, my body is dead, but it's like the energy of the selection is keeping me juiced up and ready to go. Like, we're getting the emails prepared for tomorrow. I'm changing the website and stuff. I promise you, there have been 3 moments where I lost consciousness and felt staring at the screen. I want you to know that. And then you go, oh man, they got Kenosha data. And I'm like, oh shoot, okay, what do we got? Yeah.
So in the last 2 hours, we've seen Biden come from behind to take the lead in Wisconsin.
Yes.
And we've seen Trump narrow the deficit in Nevada dramatically.
That's right.
And meanwhile, it's getting closer in Michigan. Biden's coming behind from behind, and it's and Georgia.
Yeah. All that said, it looks like Biden can win by taking one or two of the remaining, would we say, 4 states, 5 states?
Yeah, you got Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina. If Biden wins a couple subset of those, he looks good.
Yeah.
You'd rather be Biden than Trump right now.
That's right.
So it's been quite a ride.
Well, it has, man. It feels, somebody said it feels like 2018, you know. 2018 we thought was going to be this overwhelming victory. And we're thinking Stacey Abrams in Georgia and Andrew Gillum in Florida and Beto. And
Yeah.
Right? And we get none of them, right? We get none of these like marquee elections. And yet we still call it the blue wave. We took the House. We elected all this new talent at that level, and that momentum carried forward to 2020. So, it wasn't as perfect as we thought it was going to be. And maybe we need to stop hoping for that. Right.
I think you said it earlier tonight. This is the normal now. It's a slog. It's hard. There's pain. We're going to make some progress and we're going to keep working.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at like Stacey Abrams as kind of a North star. She's so balanced in how she talks about the work. Mm-hmm. She, you know, tonight she had tweeted earlier about, let's just take our time. Let's count the votes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's do this for every vote should be counted. Yep. And we are invested in building a just and inclusive democracy. So we're trying to, I mean, that's what our vision is here. So we're trying to achieve certain outcomes, but the act of counting every vote itself and getting everybody the chance to vote, like massive turnout that we saw tonight in Texas, that's a win too.
That's right. We
have to see that.
Yeah. I think there was a part in the Zoom tonight, I think it was an 8-hour Zoom, by the way.
Let's see, it started at 4 p.m., went to midnight or so, and then we had a few people popping in later on, right?
That's right. We were trying to like meet and stuff, and people were like, hey, I want to see if you guys are still doing stuff.
We're like, yep, still here.
Yeah, we're writing emails. A discussion about Oh, I expected more. I expect that whole discussion around, I expected more. I expected us to change the country, and it looks like we didn't. And really, just because we don't win doesn't mean we didn't gain ground in these states.
Totally.
And in a state like Texas, we sure as hell gained some ground. We scared the shit out of them tonight in Texas. We didn't win it, but holy cow, they need to watch their backs because we're coming for Texas.
Yeah, every state that I mentioned a few minutes ago, except for Nevada, is a net positive. It's a plus from where we were. North Carolina, super close. Georgia, super close. Texas, I didn't mention it, but major progress there. Arizona, looks like we're going to win. Okay. And then across the upper Midwest, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, those are all significant moves. Okay. So we've made a lot of progress and a lot more votes were counted. And we're not going to, I want that landslide too, man. I do. I want that landslide too.
Yeah,
I
me
do.
too.
I think like both of us wanted to like have 3 days where we just drink Starbucks or something and we're like we got it, but that isn't the road we're traveling on.
It's not the reality of where America is. If it would have been a landslide, it would have felt back like a return back to normal. I think we would have taken a break. And I think this thought of going back to our normal lives where the country was sane, I think that like that fantasy dies now. And now we get to see actually what the country has become already. It's already on that path to get there. And there's no going backwards. There's a path through that mess towards something new with a new generation and new thinking around how to include people and run this country. But there's no backwards. There's no going back to pre-COVID. There's no going back to non-remote work or something. There's no, we're not all gonna fly all over the country like we used to again. And we're not gonna have the same conversations in the same places that we used to have. The battle lines are drawn now, and we're gonna fight for inches everywhere.
I want to add one thing to that. There's no going back to pre-Trump.
Yeah, there you go. That's
There's
right.
not. These things that are unleashed as part of the American political space, that of course were there to some degree, but he has unleashed them, empowered them, given them, amplified them. They are real and significant beyond Trump. They don't go back into some bottle at any point. So to me, it's very clarifying. It's really clarifying. I don't want it to be clarified this way, but it is. And if we can get through this election with enough successes to carry us forward, then we come back. Well, we come back right away. We're already launching our advocacy initiative. It's on our website right now under the advocacy tab. We got work to do to push elected officials to do the right thing for this election, to count all the ballots. We have to do that. We have to cure a whole bunch of ballots in a few states. And we also have two runoff elections going to come up here in Georgia really quick. So the work, we're ready to roll.
It just continues in some ways. It's and we talked about this. It's simple. There's not a reset we got to plan for. There's a continuation of the work. And yeah, elections end, and that those time frames kind of reset, and we've got other new elections in different states and stuff. But in terms of the type of work that we're doing, the way that we're doing the work, those things remain constant. What our community needs to build to sustain through this kind of thing, those kinds of things are gonna stay the same. And it's actually there's a little bit of comfort there because it's more of what we're doing right now that we're really good at actually. That is a it's not awesome, but it is comforting to know that it's not too different than where we are now.
Yeah, I want to just kind of say or bring it to you and me a little bit here. maybe people hear this and they're like, I can't give more. I can't do more. I've done everything I can. And this is it. This is just too hard, or I'm just done. And we want you to know, whoever, if you're feeling that way, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. You've given us everything you can. And Charles and I also want you all to know that we're prepared to carry you on our shoulders.
There you go.
This is what makes us the partners that we are. All right. We aren't begrudging being up at 2:30 in the morning doing this. This is what we signed up for.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the, and in many ways it's our turn. I think you and I both share that. I think we come at it from different places. I think we're inspired by similar people. Yeah. And the common thing is that we see this it's our honor. It's not a burden. It's our honor to be able to sacrifice right now, like those before us have. And I feel like in a lot of ways, we've been waiting for this moment to be able to do this. And we're ready. We are ready. We are ready. You and I are ready.
Yep.
Our families around us are ready, and our community at CP, we are all ready together. And we don't have to go the same speed all the time, and we don't all have to be certain about the direction. We just, you know, got to have faith in each other and let the community carry you if you can't walk anymore.
Totally. Yep. So we got an email going out in the morning that's got the kind of marching orders for the advocacy initiative.
Yeah.
It's also going to call everybody if you want to join us in a Zoom Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific time, mm-hmm. where we're just going to, you know, update and process, and we'll see where we're at.
Yeah, we've got some real tactical things we got to go over. There's some new numbers that are going to come in. While you all were sleeping, Wisconsin came in. We're going to have Michigan by then. We're going to have Pennsylvania by then. We're probably going to learn more about Nevada. Hopefully a little more about Georgia.
Yeah.
We'll talk about all that at the at that meeting, 5 p.m.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready to – well, I don't know if I'm going to go to bed, but I'm – I don't think any more results. Well, we still have the Kenosha results to come in.
No.
So we're still waiting on the Kenosha results. That's it. Then I'm like ready to lay down for a few
you
minutes.
You don't drink coffee.
No.
Are you like eating chocolate right now or something?
I ate my share of chocolate tonight. It's true.
Tonight, but not like right, not in the past like hour or two. So you're just, you're cranking off a data right now. You're like, you and Steve Kornacki, okay, are just going, man. Steve Kornacki ended the night with one show, and Rachel Maddow got to go to sleep, okay? And now he's up with Morning Joe pointing at the map. And, like, you two, like, new data comes in. Thank God there's no more new data anytime soon, or you wouldn't go to sleep, I think.
Right. It's almost as if like the Pennsylvania and the Michigan folks said, hey, we're putting a cap on the data that's coming in till like 9, get some sleep.
Yeah.
You data folks, like half the people I follow on Twitter, right. Yeah. Who are out there. But Wisconsin hasn't helped because they've been dribbling it out. They had this ink. They ran out of ink in Green Bay with the ballots, man. They ran out of ink. Right. So, could you believe it? Earlier tonight when they were showing that they had a video of the ballots being carried by the police in Milwaukee, and like all the media are following them.
I know. And they're like dead tired, all driving, half asleep. No, they're probably fired up because the adrenaline stuff. And like, yeah, man, final ballots. This has been a crazy night. And you know, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Trump got up on stage and said a bunch of crazy stuff. But, you know, you listen to it. I didn't. I feel good that I didn't listen to it. It's a bunch of craziness.
Yeah, we're going to take that up in the podcast first things in 6 hours. What is it?
Less than that, dude. Less. It's 3 o'clock in the morning right now.
It's 3 o'clock. So four, a little over 4 hours. We're going to take that one up. So we're going to talk. We're going to talk about what Trump said, and the reaction it's getting.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll save it for that. For now, though, it's been a hell of a night, and I actually look forward to the next few nights.
Absolutely. Yep. The only way through is through, man.
There you go, man. Go team.
Go team.